A recent survey of 10,000 people by the Australian Council of Trade Unions found that sexual harassment is still rampant in Australian workplaces and that a majority of victims are unwilling to make a formal complaint. According to the report, many victims feel internal complaints mechanisms often lead to further victimisation, as well as a lack of punishment for perpetrators. The ACTU is proposing an array of reforms designed to make justice more accessible for workers who may have to bear lengthy and expensive court battles to get a final resolution. Jack Birkfeld has the story.
The Australian Council of Trade Unions is calling for an overhaul of sexual harassment complaint systems in light of evidence showing a majority of victims don't make formal complaints in the workplace. A recent survey by the ACTU found that while almost two-thirds of respondents, mostly women, have experienced sexual harassment in the workplace, only one quarter of victims have filed an official complaint, reflecting similar data released by the Australian Human Rights Commission. The survey of nearly 10,000 people shows nearly half of those who made a past in-house complaint believe their complaint wasn't taken seriously, and around a quarter suffered repercussions, such as reduced hours or bullying. Kara Keyes, National Campaign Coordinator for the ACTU, says workers who are unhappy with the outcomes of these proceedings are then further burdened by legal and personal costs if they choose to take the matter to court.
The flaws are that the current complaint system is highly individualised, and if you want to carry through a complaint to its finality, you have to go to the federal court. Now, that is a very high cost jurisdiction. People can't collectively in their workplace respond to these type of issues. So the fact that you have to pursue it individually, and there is all of those sort of negative ramifications, what that means is that the system isn't actually supporting workers to pursue complaints in this area.
Dr. Elizabeth Shee, from the Graduate School of Business and Law at RMIT University, says while laws are strong in theory, justice remains inaccessible for many in practice.
The individual complainant does face a lot of practical hurdles. As I mentioned before, practical hurdles such as the cost of engaging lawyers if they want to go to court, practical hurdles such as the taking part in the conciliation process, or even just raising a complaint in the first place. So a lot of people feel insecure in their jobs, especially casual workers or workers in the gig economy. They have a lack of job security. So for them to be in this very imbalanced power position, so they're much weaker in terms of a power balance, they're fearful of losing their jobs.
The ACTU is proposing a range of reforms designed to shift the burden of the complaints process away from employees, making it an industrial issue, to provide more alternatives to court action. This could be achieved by a range of mechanisms, from making sexual harassment a workplace health and safety issue, which would compel employers to be more proactive in stamping out sexual harassment, also known as positive duty, to the ending of insecure work, as Ms. Key explains.
Look, we think that there needs to be reform to the entire system. You know, people who experience sexual harassment in the workplace need to be able to access fair, effective and efficient complaints mechanisms, and they need to be able to act collectively through their union. We think that the Fair Work Commission needs to be sort of strengthened in their powers, particularly in relation to gender inequality, and that sexual harassment and all forms of sexual discrimination really should be explicitly prohibited in the Fair Work Act. And then further, it is around, you know, putting that positive duty on employers to make workplaces safe, and also more broadly around that insecure work, around highly vulnerable forms of employment, that needs to stop as well.
However, Scott Barklam, Director of Workplace Relations at the Australian Council of Commerce and Industry, says as workplace harassment is generally a personal issue, the body believes an industrial-level approach wouldn't work.
Sexual harassment is, of its nature, often done in private, between individuals. Sexual harassers in modern workplaces seize their opportunities when they're alone to conduct themselves in an unacceptable manner, individual to individual, in the most part. And that individual nature of the conduct inherently gives rise to individual cases, to individual redress, and to individual litigation. Unions can play an important role, and they should be advising and potentially even acting for their members and providing them services. Unions can play that important role for their members without needing to collectivise something which is inherently individual in overwhelming part and inherently has to be dealt with individually case by case. We would be very concerned if collective claims under the rubric of sexual harassment just led to generic cookie cutter type processes or dispute processes that would really do nothing.
The ACCI also rejects the entire notion of the casualisation of the Australian workforce and says in relation to casual workers, instead of their employment status making them more vulnerable to backlash from employees, as the ACTU suggests, it's their age that contributes to vulnerability from sexual harassment.
There is no casualisation in Australia. As an active verb, it's incorrect. The proportion of Australians that work casually has been stable for 25 years. And I can refer you to the fact-checking by the ABC and RMIT fact-checking department, most recently confirmed in June, that casual employment in Australia is not increasing. The ACTU, with respect, like to retrofit their solution and their opposition to casual work to any number of problems in our labour market, including, in this instance, to sexual harassment. Casual employees are often younger employees who are, through that factor, vulnerable to sexual harassment, and particular measures may be necessary to address particular concerns for younger workers.
The survey will inform the upcoming national inquiry into workplace sexual harassment, of which all parties featured in this report will be making a submission.
Jack Birkfeld ending that report.